Introduction. My name is Nick Nichols, and I have been on the lookout for additional streams of income, aka side hustles, for most of my life. Some have worked out, and some have not. The key is that I kept hunting and experimenting until I found the next viable option. Along my business journey, I reinvented myself more than a dozen times in my quest for success. In my study of successful people, I found that almost to a person, people who are, or appear to be, successful today were not always so. They experienced several ups and downs on their way to the top. This program is divided into several parts, starting with creating and adopting a side hustle mindset. Then, I report on several popular, obvious, and not so obvious side hustles. And then I reveal what I believe is the ultimate side hustle. I have made every effort to give you the unvarnished truth on these side hustles so that you do not waste your time and hard-earned money on them. I urge you to consider my advice before pursuing these activities. When possible, I provide insight and guidance on twists and angles that might make some of these side hustles more worthwhile. I have tried to describe evergreen concepts that will apply in any economy. I will give you specific advice on how to position your side hustle to attract buyers willing to pay premium prices, something that other side hustle authors do not seem to cover in depth. This alone is worth the monetary and time investment in this material. Remember, the last thing you want to do is to compete on price. This is the kiss of death, profit-wise. Please consume the material in its entirety and, when possible, make notes. At a minimum, you will be exposed to concepts that may trigger other ideas that may lead to one or more profitable side hustles. Also, please note that success at anything takes time, effort, and at least some money when you are starting a business. The most vital component is effort. If you are not willing to put forth enough consistent effort into finding, developing, and especially marketing your side hustle, it will be difficult for you to succeed. I assume that you invested in this material because you are unemployed, underemployed, or simply want a better life that is more under your control. If that is the case, you will find this material to be helpful. Because I don't know your background, experience, skill sets, or work habits, I cannot predict the results you will get with any side hustle. I make no guarantees of any kind that you will be successful. What I can guarantee is that after absorbing this material, you will be in a much better position to succeed in a side hustle. That is my goal. If there is one concept you must know and implement, no matter what business you are in, it is find a need and fill it. Whether you are an employee or side hustler, the best way to make great money is to find an expensive, right-now problem and solve it. Expensive is not only monetary. The problem could be emotional, social, physical, medical, legal, environmental, logistical, or it could be related to security, safety, career, time, transportation, etc., or any issue that is causing or resulting in pain, inconvenience, disorganization, and so forth. Marketing studies consistently show that products and services that target the reduction or elimination of specific right-now problems are easier to sell than those that offer prevention or the promise of future positive results. For example, which is easier to sell, life insurance or funeral services? As I said, I have been side hustling in one form or another most of my life. I started in junior high school when I mowed lawns and built and sold motorized bicycles to my friends. In high school, I designed and sold sport-specific branded t-shirts to my football and wrestling teammates and sports groupies. I bought and sold cheap cars and played in a rock band. In college, I imported hats from Mexico, moved furniture, provided courier services, and tended bar. To supplement my income as an investment advisor, I bought, remodeled, and sold single-family homes. I had always wanted to have a recording studio, so while working for a real estate syndication company as a wholesaler, I rented a small warehouse space, bought a book on how to build a recording studio, and built one. I tried recording bands, but that was a nightmare. Then I read an article in Entrepreneur magazine about a guy who had a telephone advertising on hold service, so I decided to try that. I landed a test client, wrote the script, recorded the voiceover, mixed it with music, and installed it on their phone system. It worked, but needed some fine-tuning. After some trial and error, I landed my first paying client, then another, and another. I hired an inside salesperson who was also a voice artist. When he made a sale, he got a commission and a voiceover fee. Then I hired a lady announcer who did the same thing. I wrote all the ad scripts. It went so well, I quit my real estate wholesaler job. Then I read an article in a trade journal about a guy who wrote jokes for morning radio DJs, but was mailing the jokes on a weekly basis. So I decided to start a daily fax comedy show prep service for morning radio DJs called The Morning Punch. I found a couple of local comedy writers to help me write the jokes and contacted 30 radio stations and offered my service free for 30 days. They loved it, and all of them signed up for a paid version. I hired a salesperson, and eventually we were in 120 markets in the U.S. and Canada, and we even had one guy in Guam. It paid well, but it was a lot of work because the Morning Punch had to be delivered Sunday through Thursday nights, week in and week out. And we had to be funny, no matter what, even during the Gulf War. I mean, there are only so many Saddam Hussein jokes you can come up with. As the head writer and producer, I did not have a true week off for almost 5 years until I sold the business to two of my writers, a husband and wife team of former DJs. I continued the telephone on-hold advertising business for another year, then sold my customer base to a larger company. I had received so much positive feedback on my ad script writing, though, that I decided to move into sales copywriting and marketing consulting, where I have been ever since. Occasionally, there will be times when an in-depth discussion is beyond the scope of this program or an amplification is needed. If so, I will give you additional insight and resources to explore, some free and some paid. And because this material was provided both in written and audio formats, there will be many links in the written format that were too long or complex to state verbally. For your convenience, I created a resources file with all the links. Details in the last chapter. Finally, this material was compiled with great care from my personal experience, anecdotal evidence, and sources believed to be reliable. Nevertheless, the accuracy of the information contained herein cannot be guaranteed. The one constant in life is change. As a result, it is possible that some of the information presented will no longer be valid or relevant as you absorb it. I have done my best to provide evergreen insight and guidance that might still be useful even if a side hustle is no longer viable for one reason or another. Your mileage may vary. aka YMMV. Nick Nichols, October 1, 2020.